Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition, episode, instance, season, wait.
This is Emmanuel
as usual, but yeah, I decided to give you like synonyms, very, very, very poorly researched synonyms for episodes, and forgive me for that. But yeah, this is Emmanuel.
I'm Oluwani Femi.
I'm Shim Gosri.
And I'm Bolu.
You see, that might... inclination to just do this is a manner helps cue other people in. I remember a time some few years ago where you guys were saying, the way Emmanuel says this is Emmanuel, like he's asking a question, like he's not sure that this is his name.
I feel you. Yeah, he's like, this is Emmanuel. I am Tutu, and then Tutu, and tada.
Exactly.
Oh God, who are these people on today's episode?
Exactly.
What is going on today?
What is in the air?
Jackpot bells is in the air.
Hallelujah.
Jackpot bells. I mean, the second A, or is it the first A in manga?
You say manga.
Second A in Fang. Amazon has been like on a hiring. Is it, will I call it a hiring spree? I can't count it a hiring spree, but
this is the second. Don't worry. let's just keep it there.
But yeah, Amazon is like coming to tell us that, hey, you are you a Nigerian developer, are you skilled, are you talented, come and apply to the engineer 2 position and get a chance to work in Canada or Ireland.
When they were telling you people, learn the skills.
In this election period.
Go for coding, learn software engineering.
This election period. I mean,
as in, it's just like open check. That is if you even have the skill, right?
Serious?
Yes. So when they tell you, study good course, learn good skills.
What if I don't want to study good course?
This is where it tells.
Shina, you go tell us this course and go study.
Assuming you're a software engineer now, you've been practicing, you've been coding for how many years now?
This is just
an opportunity that you can tap into. But look at you, you are here talking to a microphone. How will you be able to pack to?
I don't want to work in Amazon.
Okay.
I don't want to go to.
This is what everyone is discussing now, and we are definitely going to discuss it. We've discussed it on Wednesday. You can go to our YouTube channel, TechPoint YouTube account. Did I say YouTube? I mean Twitter. Andrew. I'm so sorry.
In my subconscious, right?
I've been wanting to start a YouTube channel and I'll keep postponing.
So why have you not started?
I don't know. Just start. Yes, I'm supposed to start. But as I was saying, you can get the highlight of our discussion on Twitter Spaces that was held on Wednesday. You can get it on our Twitter account, techpoint.ng. You can catch up with the conversation there. It was such an interesting one. There were concerns that were treated, and
yeah, there were very, very pressing concerns about
everything
Amazon. So yes, I think you should check it out, right? Just go to techpoint.ng.
You caught the virus.
So that's quite an interesting one. And Chingozim is asking you, why have you not started your YouTube channel? Because of course there might be many, many stumbling blocks and many excuses for you not to start something. But in this instance, a company like Boats probably had several excuses not to start in Nigeria. And if you go on Twitter and you look at some gist, you would see a lot of pepe.
Why didn't you start with the news, Gogo? Why are you starting with a Nigeria diss? Young man, what's the news? What's the gist? The gist is that both
launched
their headquarters in Kenya. Can you start with that? It's just as if you are saying, because it's not cold, it is hot. It doesn't have to be hot if it's not cold. You get
but,
it.
But you did the same thing earlier. You are dragging those of us who are not software engineers.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying that this is an opportunity for a kind of skill which you should have learned.
Well, this was also an opportunity for both to or for Nigeria.
It's not you that we tell both us to spend this money.
Exactly. It's not you that tell us which skill to get.
But this doesn't even correlate, right?
Why not?
Emmanuel was supposed to start with both launch. And
Wait. Can you listen to me?
I'm calming
down.
I'm very sorry. The producer is looking at me. I think I'm shouting. I'm very sorry.
Okay. Now, I was just giving you guys a preamble. Oh, both launched in Nigeria. Probably when they had no reason to, but they look like this. Oh, this is a good market. They are good prospects. Let's launch. And they had a lot of woto-woto and I'm very, very serious.
If you don't understand, that's Google to translate.
But yes, Bose has had a lot of issues in Nigeria. But the news, Nifemi, you have some news for us.
Can you imagine? So you are trying to ignore the things that I've said since.
No,
right?
I'm not trying to tell you what I plan to do before you jumped in.
Anyways, on the
okay, so what's going on? What's going on with the Kenya? Listen, let's even hear the story. Itself.
Okay,
it's not like it's that interesting.
Based ride-hailing platform Bolt, formerly Taxify, has launched an African headquarters in Kenya. That's the news. Is that what you want to hear? And, well, conversations are on again about another global tech company jumping over Nigeria to go to another African country. Twitter was the freshest I can have in my memory. And Kenya seems to be, as much as it looks like a good thing for a non-Kenyan, the Kenyan tech ecosystem, they are seeing it as a threat, right? Sometimes... Mm-hmm. Last, I think a month ago, did an article talking about what Kenyan entrepreneurs, tech ecosystem players feel about the entry of Google as an office there, Microsoft,
Amazon
as a hub there, and now this is both. That is stationing an African headquarters there. So it's nice to have that big companies, big tech companies are seeing Africa sort of viable for some of their processes. But then I think I can't blame Bolt, right? I can't blame Bolt because when you look at it, Bolt is present in 3 East African countries, Kenya. It's also in Tanzania and Uganda. Meanwhile, it's in 2 West African countries, Nigeria and Ghana. Then it's in South Africa. Then it's in Tunisia. So it sounds valid that if you go and put an African headquarters in Kenya, which is like one of the big four, among the big four, Kenya is in East Africa. So yes, no beef. Both, I wish you the best. I wish both the best. No beef that you
why
didn't
are
come
you
to
telling,
Nigeria.
Why are you saying no beef several times?
No, I'm just trying.
When
to,
I started my
I'm
own,
I'm just trying to say that I'm not joining some people.
Beef.
I'm not joining some people to say why we both.
The fact that you have to say no beef means
leave Nigeria.
Okay, so this is how I'm looking at it, right? I did some research last night and I observed that Kenya is actually doing something to attract big tech companies. And it's in their fiscal policies, it's in their investment policies. And I did a review of the Finance Act 2022 in my East Africa Weekly series on Wednesday. And it actually showed that a possible reason that these guys are actually coming to Kenya is that they've created a tax incentive for them. So Kenya, if you remember, introduced the digital services tax in 2020, between 2019 and 2020. And what happened is they said every company, tech company, social media platform, digital marketplace that generates income from Kenya must be liable to pay tax. Now, in their Finance Act 2022, they updated it. They are saying if that said company establishes a physical location, they don't have to pay that tax.
Mm. Meanwhile, Nigeria, we say, if no wonder.
It's actually because if in recent months you've seen Visa, you've seen Microsoft, you've seen Google,
right?
You've seen Amazon with AWS.
It's a no-brainer when you are trying to attract like global tech companies in your country. You don't make life difficult for them. Right.
Wait. Even if you told both to come to Nigeria, and you told them not to pay tax, you stop them from being kidnapped.
True. Being there's killed. Still the
yes.
insecurity.
So part. Exactly. So it's not just the fiscal policies, right? Kenya has like a culture that embraces foreign investment and expats. Yes. So the UN headquarters in Africa is in Nairobi. Mm-hmm. So they have a huge expat population. They have a relatively cold weather. So it's actually favorable for expats to come.
Right.
And when these companies are coming and there's now this added tax incentives, I think it makes sense.
It does.
It also extends to pharmaceutical companies manufacturing vaccines. As long as you are producing it in Kenya, you have, in fact, for vaccine companies or health-related companies, they exempt them from a lot of taxes. Mm. So, yeah, I think that Finance Act, it's a very, very interesting proposition. And you should actually check it out.
But still, that doesn't mean that... Kenya doesn't have some policies that might be threatening the tech ecosystem. But you know, it's not everything that should be against you. You get, when you look at an angle, you should be able to see something that favors you.
Yeah.
And then you work towards finding your way around the other one. But in some economy that I don't want to mention, everything just wants to kill your business.
Yeah.
Look at the pros and the cons.
I mean, so Kenya just increased taxes on smartphones and increased taxes on SIM cards. So accessing the internet might become more expensive. But when you now weigh it on a scale, okay, maybe paying a little bit extra to be able to get some kind of incentives, be able to do some kind of things, might be worth it eventually. We don't know. But of course, almost no African country is without its regulatory issues. But
of course,
I'm seeing a lot of prospects in Kenya. Check out my article and you'll be blessed. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
So yeah, that's actually an interesting story. And I just can't wait to see what Boat does to repair its image, which has not been so great so far, so good in the media because of the way their drivers behave. And I keep wondering why Uber does not have the same issues. But well, let's leave it.
That's a conversation for another day.
I think they've started to.
Oh, Uber has started to.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's not as much as Bolt, but everybody, I've been seeing people saying that the quality of service they get on Uber is
as if you see a driver. Because recently I've been seeing no driver.
You know what?
Because of where we live.
I don't know. I think
probably you are living in trenches.
In trenches.
Take off your mic.
As 2020, both still had like the highest share of like 60% when it comes to ride hailing in Nigeria. They had like 60% share.
You need to review that data because these guys are basically on the same drivers on two different.
Yeah, most people apps. Prefer not to turn on their Uber.
Yeah, I was speaking app. To a driver recently, and he was like, he actually started with Uber, like when Uber came at first, and then he just moved to Bolt straight up.
Speaks to the anyhowness of Nigeria now.
No, but I won't blame them because, I mean, getting a vehicle is very, very hard. Now, the price of Toyota Corolla, which is the Uber Corolla, Uber car, or they call it Uber Corolla, the price of that car, it's actually increasing because of the high demand. The car will look like it was built for Nigerian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It saves fuel. It's rugged.
But Uber is now offering car financing with Move now.
So no, please don't mention that.
So car financing now. Funny you mentioned car financing. We are seeing AutoCheck.
Yeah.
A car financing startup or how would you call them?
An automotive marketplace.
Automotive marketplace, but they offer car financing.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, good. But I see them rapidly expanding across Africa, and on the news it seems they've made another acquisition. Now tell us the news before I
Columbia.
Okay, so AutoCheck has acquired CoinAfrique. So CoinAfrique is a Francophone African startup. It's a classified marketplace. But it turns out most of their business is done in the automobile sector, so it just made sense for AutoCheck to acquire them in order to get to that market. So as part of the deal, they are getting, so the Coin Afrique staff will be joining AutoCheck. So I think it's kind of an acquire. We are not very sure yet, but it looks like an acquire.
Do they have a review?
Well, probably because we've not pointedly asked, but they don't like volunteer that information here. So they are joining them, and it's interesting because a month ago they acquired Kifao Autos in Morocco to get into North Africa.
Were the details revealed too?
Well, not everything. They just told us, okay, we've acquired these guys.
Amount?
We nothing about the amount. So I've not amount. Heard of amount for any acquisition, but I'm interested in those amounts. Mm. But Coin Afrique is in 12 African countries, in 12 Francophone African countries.
Mm.
And AutoCheck is in 6 across East, West, and North Africa. So I think this makes sense. Mm. They have 18 countries covered right now. And this is like in less than 4 or 5 years of launching, so it's impressive. And you're talking about the cost of the acquisition.
Mm.
I need to find out. They've raised about $16.5 million or so since they launched. So what's the value of these acquisitions?
Mm. Yeah, so why I segue to this news is, so we're talking about device financing in both, and now we're seeing AutoCheck rapidly expanding across Africa, right? Mm. Francophone, Northern. Are they in East Africa yet?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay, good. So they're basically expanding across Africa. And I'm questioning that decision. And of course, I'm sure the good folks at AutoCheck would respond to this and, of course, be willing to share some insights. But is the addressable market in Nigeria well done and dusted? Or do they want to hit several markets at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question in my head now. I mean, why not focus on consolidating the Nigerian market?
Nigeria before moving on.
Even if you were in two markets, why not just focus on those two markets? But now they're in like 4 markets or more.
Hmm. Actually, with this acquisition, they're easily in about 12 to 15 countries because Coin Afrique is already in 12 markets.
Okay.
So with the acquisition, they are getting into... Potentially, they could be in 18 countries by the end of the year.
Wow.
So there's this thing with high growth companies, if that's what they call them, right?
Mm.
They expand. You hardly find them consolidate in a particular area, right, to serve them. I think the goal is to raise money, spread their tentacles, and be doing bits.
No, so... You're making it sound like they are high growth companies by default. Would you say Paystack and PiggyVest are high growth companies?
So high growth doesn't have to be in terms of where you... It doesn't have to be in terms of expansion. So
okay.
It could also be in your numbers. So PiggyVest is doing 4 million users on PiggyVest alone, about 4 million users in Nigeria. That's massive. This is 5 years or so, or 6 since they launched. Paystack, I don't know how many merchants they have, but they are in at least 5 or 6 African countries.
Okay.
That's good enough. So high growth is on like several different levels. So the fact that these ones, I guess what they are trying to do is spread risk. The car financing market, in short, the automobile market in Nigeria is crazy. The cost of acquiring a car in Nigeria has more than doubled in the last 4 years.
Mm.
So how many people are still willing to take car financing loans, for example? Because even if you take loans, we talked about it the last time AutoCheck was in the news, but even if you take loans, your income is not increasing.
Yes.
So let's say you take those loans and
inflation is still beating down on
exactly. But these other countries are like sort of better off financially. They don't have inflation skyrocketing like in Nigeria. So maybe it's better to be in those countries where, they don't have Francophone African countries are usually 5 million to 50 million the population.
Mm.
So you could easily do that number in Nigeria.
Mm.
But the truth remains, if you can have maybe 500 to... So Coin Afrique reportedly has 800,000 active users, monthly active users across all their markets. So with about 50% of that in the automobile space, that's at least 400,000 people. And the one of the major reasons for this acquisition is to offer their car financing options or AutoCheck's car financing options to CoinAfrique's users. So I don't think they were doing that before. So now they can just plug and play, use the same tech that these guys are using. They have access to more resources and all. So
I agree with the spreading risk part, right? When it seems they can't just leave the Nigerian market, right?
Yeah.
It might be costing them much. It might not be bringing in as much revenue as they would have thought for a big market like Nigeria.
Yeah.
But spreading it to other parts with lesser risk would be good for them. It's just like you opened a market, a shop in Lagos, and then you have one in Ekiti. Ekiti, you know, you might have a lot of investment on it, right? But you are getting customers there, but not as much as Lagos. So you are funding it kind of with a place that you have more gains. So it's a good move. And one thing that I like, that there's a recent trend that we are seeing now with expansion, which is acquisition. It's like the best route.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
It's a good route, but I don't know if it's the best. I mean, there are lots of conversations we had about business models, but I think Chimbrezen's point about the current economic climate in Nigeria, and in fact in most African countries, is unsteady. Currencies are unsteady.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense to spread the risk. Right. Mm. So yeah. Talking about currencies.
To actually play devil's advocate for that point, Jumia had this period where they were in like I think 15 countries.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they had to consolidate. So are we going to see something similar in the next 3 years?
Exist in FLA.
I think one company that's really, you know, maybe I think nailed expansion is MFS Africa.
Yeah, they just came out of
and
in an entirely different industry as well.
They've gone outside Africa and they acquired a company in the US. So I think if you're taking a leaf from MFS Africa's tree book,
I don't really
agree with that because you can also expand to the US. Uber is in the, sorry, not Uber now, Move is they recently raised, and by the way, I don't know if you've been noticing it, so there are a lot of companies raising money or doing like serious activity in automobile space. So, well, you have that conversation on a different podcast. Well, I don't know. For people who claim to not have money, you guys are buying too many cars.
Oh, yeah. So I think it's mostly used cars. Don't worry. Buy a second and mostly Nigerian used.
Are you sure they are second hand?
Most likely. Who's buying new cars? Come on.
No, I mean fifth hand.
Oh, yes.
That one did too.
Yes, I mean, the currency is totally not helping. So I can't even blame car. Talking about cars.
Nice one.
Yes. They've launched a coin.
What is car? Central Africa Republic.
Oh, yes. Car is so, but we can just call them cars, you know, just to keep up the conversation.
Yeah, so interesting, you know, and interesting crypto related news coming out of our dear Central Africa Republic. They've been teasing something like this since they decided to make Bitcoin a legal tender, and now I think it's really interesting the way they've been doing this thing in stages. You know, first they started with Bitcoin, making it a legal tender.
I'm sure it's not just testing. They were doing testing the mic. 1, 2. Oh yeah, change the code.
Of course, yes. There's no harm in trying what will work.
Well, that's an interesting point. They probably saw, you know, Bitcoin's volatility, and you're like, maybe they could not control it, and now they've decided to launch their very own coin. They didn't indicate, you know, normally, you know, as a country launching a coin, your first thought might be, okay, it's probably a central bank digital currency, but nothing like that. They just said they've launched their own coin.
Is it a white paper?
Which is funny enough, they didn't really reveal much aside from their very elaborate YouTube launch. They didn't reveal much about the coin. And for now, we don't even know. There isn't even a white paper. We don't know. The blockchain is only known. Really important information like that. Yeah, but the name of the coin is Sango Coin.
Shango.
please. The president said Sango Coin.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Shango Coin.
Trudeau.
Oh, God.
Pronouncing the president's name is Faustin Archange Trudeau.
Why are you sounding like Google Assistant?
So they launched the coin, and the president actually made some really interesting comments, you know, during the YouTube launch, and he was like, the formal economy is not working again for Central African Republic. The bureaucracy, you know, when it comes to that system that has been created by the West, that financial system that has been created by the West, that is not really working again and doesn't really give room for competition. He also said that in Central African Republic, opening a bank account is extremely difficult. You have to go to a bank, talk to a banking officer to open a bank account. And then it's like, with this new development, all you need is your smartphone, everything is on the blockchain, and you can easily have access to financial services just with Sango Coin. But one thing that really made me, you know, when he said it, I raised my eyebrow, because it was like, investing in crypto, you know, saying something like this, you know, at this point where we all know where the crypto market is. He says investing in crypto is actually a viable solution for a country without financial stability.
Quick question. Do they have elections coming up?
I don't know about that. But Sango Coin is here, and from what the president is saying, Sango Coin is here to stay. So, people of Central African Republic, I congratulate you on the launch of your new coin.
I don't think they have elections. They did elections in 2020. So, the new president is probably, I won't say new, he's already a few years into his tenure, but he's probably flexing his muscles and wants to show that he's keeping up with the times. And I don't know if this system of recording, I don't know if the system of recording history, that is the West, that created this financial system we're currently using, I don't know if that's an excuse to say, okay, crypto is the way forward. I mean, there are countries that have, honestly, I just think, just like I was seeing in some conversations on Twitter, that most Nigerian or African leaders are just good at winning elections. The politics it takes to really, really dominate, to really, really outwit the West in whatever you think they are doing, I don't think we have it most of the time.
Okay.
But that's... Okay,
yeah, he made another point, and he said, you know, he's not trying to say... I guess from what I understand, he's not trying to say that this system is bad. He's saying that he's admitting the fact that the country has been through a lot. And then if you want to repair this system, it will take you a very long time, one. So I think what he's saying is the best way to leapfrog, you know, actually recreating what the West have created now. You know, they have this system that has been working for them for several years and has taken them quite a long time.
Do they plan to self-isolate? Do they plan to isolate themselves in the universe?
No.
Who's going to expect Shango from them? Sorry, Sango Coin from them.
It's a very interesting point.
So if
and he also said something about the entire... continent creating a single currency, single cryptocurrency that will aid, you know, commerce between countries on the continent. So when you look at it from one angle, it's making sense. From another angle, you know, when we start talking about bilateral trades and things like that, it might not makes sense.
Even internally, I still okay. Let's just end it here. I mean, you're not the president of CAR, so
who knows?
So
I need to go there and contest.
Yeah, you want to go and contest? You better go and fight for your country, Nikita.
Which are? Where do you know that I'm from?
Oh, you're not Nigerian.
Well, that's a story for another day.
Okay. So we have a sleeper agent among us. And
let's see, I know Komakari is not a sleeper agent, so he's Ekiti State.
No, I'm from Lagos State in Saleko.
Yeah.
What's that?
Did you just say
foundational
Lagos?
No, the foundational Lagos. Your village is in Lagos.
Well, you know,
your village is either here or not.
It is. It is here, but it's no longer a village.
It has been raised down by invaders.
No, it's not a town.
It's not a word.
It has gone through a lot of development since the time.
It doesn't change the fact that it's a village.
You're telling me.
It's your hometown.
From here now.
It's your hometown.
Exactly.
Okay, if you're listening to this, please come and tell Bolu his Oriki. So that we can understand. I don't understand when anybody says they are from Lagos, but it's possible that there are people that come from Lagos and they are not just immigrants.
There are always going to be
people. Of course,
I'm just saying it's possible. Because when I look at the terrain, it doesn't look like where people would have settled down because of the proximity to the ocean and how easily flooded it gets. So
maybe it gets easily flooded because they don't know how to build good drainages.
No, I'm not talking of now. I'm talking of that time. Yeah. The people who we are saying are Lagosians, are you sure they... Okay, let's stop. If you're listening to this podcast, kindly tell us what you think. The hashtag TechPointAfricaPodcast and send us an email in the email address podcast@techpoint.africa. And if you're listening to us for the first time, where can you get this podcast?
You can find us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, HiHatRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcast.
And if you are curious, we are going to be continue this whole Lagos State conversations when we stop recording. So,
bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.